请我们一起来默祷。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer.
Amen. 奉主耶稣的圣名，我们第一节的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our first class.
唱诗403首。
Sing hymn 403.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
今天早上这一节课，跟大家一起来学习路德记第一章。
In this class, I'd like to share with everyone Ruth chapter 1.
我们看路德记的第一章。
Let's turn to Ruth chapter 1.
这个路德记我们常常用来提到婆媳之间的问题。
We often use the book of Ruth to talk about the relationship between a daughter-in-law and a mother-in-law.
但是在路德记的第一章里面，我们今天早上要从另外一个角度来学习。
But this morning, we'd like to use another perspective to study Ruth chapter 1.
就是在路德记第一章里面有四个人在做决定。
And that is, in Ruth chapter 1, there are four people who have to make choices.
那我们就来看他们是为什么做决定，那决定了对他们人生有什么影响。
And let us see why they made their choices and how their choices affected their life.
因为我们每一个人差不多每一天都在做决定。
Because every one of us, we have to make choices every day.
那有一些决定对我们影响不是很大。
And some decisions we make are not very impactful.
比方说你三餐要吃什么。
For example, what will you eat for your three meals?
要哪里去旅行？
Where will you go on a vacation?
这种决定好像对我们影响不大。
And these choices don't really have a big impact on us.
但是有一些决定对我们影响非常大。
But there are other choices that have a huge impact to us.
大到有时候你一生没有办法改变。
The impact is so great that sometimes we can't change that impact for the rest of our lives.
但是问题是我们人常常不知道这个决定会影响这么大。
But the problem is that oftentimes we as humans don't realize the greatness of an impact.
所以我们从路德记记当来看四个人怎么做决定，对他的生命有什么影响。
And so from Ruth chapter 1, we'll study how four people made their decisions and how it impacted their lives.
第一个人做决定。
And the first person.
第二节
Verse 2
这个人名叫以利米勒，他的妻子叫拿厄米，他两个儿子，一个叫做马伦，一个叫做基连，都是犹大伯利恒城以法他们人。这个地方讲一对夫妻还有两个孩子。
And here talks about a couple and two children.
丈夫是以利米勒。
The husband is Elimelech.
太太是拿厄米。
The wife is Naomi.
孩子是马伦跟基连。
Their children are Malon and Chilion.
他们住在伯利恒。
They lived in Bethlehem.
那这个拿厄米的意思就是甜的意思。
The meaning of Naomi is sweet.
所以很可能她生下来家庭就很圆满，很幸福，所以她的名字叫做甜，拿厄米。
So maybe when she was born, her family was filled with joy and happiness, and that's why they named her Naomi.
那她住在伯利恒。
So she lived in Bethlehem.
伯利恒是粮食之仓。
The meaning of Bethlehem is house of bread.
也就是说，有丰盛的东西可以吃。
Meaning that there is abundant food to eat.
好，那以利米勒做了什么决定？
So what choice did Elimelech make?
我们看第一节。
Let's see verse 1.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遇到饥荒，在犹大伯利恒有一个人带着妻子跟两个儿子往摩亚地区寄居。这里告诉我们以利米勒的决定就是要搬家。
And here tells us that the choice of Elimelech is to move his house.
在美国如果我们看那个房地产的统计数字，平均六七年房子卖一次。
If we look at the statistics in the United States real estate, an average household moves every 6 to 7 years.
所以好多人在做这个房地产的经纪人。
And that's why so many people are real estate brokers.
因为很多的公司赚钱的时候 他就请很多人，一旦亏本了，他就把那个部门都裁掉。
And because many companies, when they're doing well, they will hire a lot of people, but when they're not, they will lay off a lot of people.
所以虽然薪水很高，但是没有工作的安定性、安全感。
And so even though people earn high salaries, they don't have stability in their jobs.
所以常常要搬家。
And that's why they have to move very often.
那这以利米的为什么会搬家？
And so why did Elimelech move?
因为国中遇到饥荒。
Because there was famine in the land.
他在伯利恒这个粮食之仓遇到饥荒。
In the house of bread, Bethlehem, he met with famine.
所谓饥荒就是没有收成。
A so-called famine means that there is a lack of harvest.
因此饥荒来到，吃饭就有问题。
And so when famine comes, you have trouble eating your three meals.
所以要怎么来解决这个问题呢？
And so how do you solve such a problem?
他就带着全家往摩利亚地区。
He took his household and moved them to Moab.
那摩利亚地是什么地方？
What kind of place is Moab?
摩利亚地是外邦之地。
Moab is the land of the Gentiles.
第二个，摩利亚地是淫乱的地方。
Secondly, Moab is a place of adultery.
Yeah, 以色列百姓他们走路快要到迦南。
When the Israelites were journeying almost to Canaan,
死了好多人。
Many people perished.
因为这个摩亚的女子引诱他们犯奸。
Because the Moabitess women tempted them to sin.
所以这是一个淫乱的地方。
And so it is a place of adultery.
那伯利恒这个是神所应许他们流奶与蜜之地的一个城。
And Moab is a place where God had promised them would be the land of milk and honey.
那为着生活的需要他从神应许之地搬到神他搬到一个淫乱的地方去。
And so for the sake of food, he moved from a place that is promised by God to a place that is sinful.
这个生活的问题是马上得到解决。
And so he was able to immediately solve his life's problem.
但是解决了这个问题，结果发生更大的问题。
But after he solved his problem, another larger issue arose.
因为这个决定不是神要他做的决定。
Because this choice that he made was not according to God's will.
我们知道亚伯拉罕到了迦南地。
We know that when Abraham came to Canaan,
他遇到饥荒。
He encountered famine.
他就往南地去。
He went south.
一直往埃及地去。
All the way to Egypt.
他在埃及地差一点点失去他太太。
In the land of Egypt, he almost lost his wife.
那虽然他得到很多的产业。
Even though he gained much land and possessions.
饥荒也得到解决。
And he was able to solve the issue of famine.
但是圣经说，他跟他的侄儿罗德没有办法住在一起。
But then the Bible says that he and his nephew Lot were unable to live together.
因为他们的财产很多。
Because their possessions were great.
所以他们的仆人就开始在争。
And so their servants began to quarrel among each other.
所以不得已亚伯拉罕要跟罗德分开，因为他说我们是骨肉。
And so Abraham had to separate from Lot because their blood.
虽然他得到很多。
Even though he received a lot.
但是他很注重亲情，所以他们要分开。
But he also valued his relationship, so he knew that they had to part.
所以他得到一些，但是他有要付出的代价。
So he gained something, but he had to pay a price for it.
亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒也遇到饥荒。
Isaac, the son of Abraham, also encountered famine.
他就想，我爸爸遇到饥荒就往迦南地区搬，就解决了。
And so he thought to himself, his father was able to move south to solve the problem of famine.
所以这个以撒遇到饥荒，他也想要往埃及地去搬。
And so when Isaac encountered famine, he also wanted to move down to Egypt.
因此一个人灵性如果没有成熟，有时候下一代就是在模仿像上一代。
And so sometimes when a person's spirituality is not mature, our next generation just imitates.
但是如果我们的下一代比我们灵性成熟，他可以超越上一代。
But if the spirituality of our next generation is mature, they can surpass even their own parents.
他可以直接从神那里去寻求神的引导。
They can go directly to God to seek for God's guidance.
但如果我们下一代没有这么成熟，常常就是跟着上一代在走。
But if our the next generation is not as mature, oftentimes they imitate the previous generation.
那神就向以撒显现。
And so God appeared to Isaac.
说你不要往埃及地去。
Telling him, do not go down to Egypt.
你要住在这里。
You need to dwell here.
我要赐福给你。
I will bless you.
这个是一个应许。
And this is a promise.
但是每一天的生活都有压力啊。
But then he has the stress of everyday life.
所以他要做一个选择。
And so he made a choice.
如果我要马上把生活的压力解决，我马上要搬到南地去。
If I want to get rid of my immediate life stresses, then I need to move south.
但是如果我要跟着神对我的应许走，我要受苦一段时间。
But if I want to follow the promise of God, then I will suffer for a period of time.
那怎么办？
So what should he do?
以撒就用信心了。
Isaac used his faith.
他就继续住在迦南地。
He continued to live in the land of Canaan.
每一天的生活都很困难。
And he had a hard life every day.
但是神的应许实现了。
But God's promise was fulfilled.
第二年有一百倍的收成。
In the second year, he was able to reap 100-fold.
不是十倍。
Not 10-fold.
不是五十倍。
Not 50-fold.
是一百倍。
But 100-fold.
本来如果一块田可以收一吨的米。
Originally, if a piece of land can give you 1 ton of grain,
第二年他收的是一百吨。
The second year he will get 100 tons.
这是神迹啊。
And so this is a miracle.
是从来没有体验过的。
It's something that he's never experienced before.
为什么会体验？
And how come he was able to experience it?
因为他有信心来顺服神。
Because he was able to submit to God out of his faith.
那今天这个故事在告诉我们什么？
So what is this story telling us today?
什么是饥荒？
What is famine?
有一天如果我们失去了工作，
One day if we lose our jobs,
我们就没有收入，
Then we lose our income.
没有收入，生活就会发生困难。
If we don't have income, then we have our life would be a problem.
那生活会发生困难，很自然的一个想法就是我要哪里去找工作。
And when we have this problem in life, naturally we think about where should I go find a job?
如果你找到了工作，你马上生活困难就解决。
Because if you can find a job, then you can immediately solve your problem.
所以事实上在美国很多时候我们搬家是因为工作。
And so in America, many times we move ourselves because of our jobs.
这是很现实的。
This is a very real and practical issue.
但是问题是我们要搬到哪里去。
But the question is, where will we move?
这个很重要。
This is very important.
我们有几个考虑。
We should have a few considerations.
当然圣经里面告诉我们每个职业都可以做，只要它不是违法的。
Of course, the Bible says that we can engage in any profession unless it is illegal.
有的职业是不好的。
There are some professions that are bad.
比方说我们不喝酒，但是开这个卖酒的让人喝酒。
For example, we may not drink, but we might open a store that sells liquor for others to drink.
那我们不赌博，我们开一个店让人去赌博。
Or we don't gamble, but we open up a gambling casino.
这个是间接帮助人犯罪。
So you're indirectly causing someone to sin.
那这个是不好的。
And so that would not be good.
但是除了其他之外，每个职业都可以啊。
But other than that, you can engage in any profession.
但是有一些职业比其他的职业需要更大的信心。
But some professions require you to have greater faith than others.
我们可以做，如果我们有更大的信心。
And we can engage in them if we have a greater faith.
但是如果我们没有更大的信心，我们去做，可能我们的灵性就死在那里。
But if we don't have a greater faith and yet we engage in the profession, our faith may die there.
好像说第一个餐馆的生意。
For example, a restaurant business.
第二个 motel 的生意。
Secondly, a motel business.
第三个房地产的经纪人。
Third is a real estate broker.
当然这个都可以去做的。
You can do any of these professions.
但是这三个事业周末最忙。
But for these three professions, weekends are the busiest times.
收入最高。
And that's when you have your highest income.
所以需要更大的信心。
So you need a greater faith.
我们常常发现很多的信徒很难牧养。
We often realize that many members are hard to pastor.
为什么？
And why?
因为他做餐馆。
Because they're in the restaurant business.
或者他做 motel.
Or they're running a motel.
或者他在做房地产的经纪人。
Or they're a real estate agent.
那我们很难告诉他说你要守安息日。
So it's very hard for us to tell them you need to keep the Sabbath.
因为对他来讲是一种牺牲，一种损失。
Because for them it is a sacrifice and a great loss.
但是为什么我们说这个行业需要更大的信心
？So why do we say you need greater faith to be in these professions？
因为事实上也有一些人做餐馆，他的信仰还是很好。
Because in reality there are people in the restaurant business, but yet they have very good faith.
为什么？
Why?
安息日他就关门了。
Because they closed their shop on Saturday.
这个需要信心呢。
This takes faith.
啊，比方说我们现在在日本有一个教会叫做墨田教会。
For example, in Japan, we have a church in Tokyo called Sumida.
哦，那这个教会都是大陆福清去的信徒。
And in this church, most of the members are from Fujian in China.
那起初他们觉得这个很难牧养。
And first, we thought that they would be very difficult to pastor.
那后来他就从福建的信徒里面去找一些信仰比较好的当助使。
And so among the members who came from this region, they found some stronger members to be the pillars.
那大家都在开餐馆。
Everyone is in the restaurant business.
礼拜六都不能来，教会负责人也不能来。
And they can't come to church on Saturdays. Even the church council members can't make it.
那以后这个教务负责开始，礼拜六关门。
And so the religious affairs began to close the shop on Saturday.
这要很大的信心啊。
And this takes great faith.
生意最好是礼拜六啊。
Because business is the best on Saturdays.
哎，过了一段时间，他发现他的收入没有减少。
After a while, he realized that his income never decreased.
好，所以他的信心就更强。
And so his faith was strengthened.
那以后其他的负责人看到教务负责关门，他也跟着关门。
So other council members saw the example of the religious affairs, so they also closed their shops.
那教会的负责人一关门，有时间来关心圣工，圣工就发展了。
And so when the council members all closed their restaurants, then they have time to devote to the holy work, and the holy work prospered.
教会的负责人如果信徒大家来，我们就来；信徒大家走，我们就走。圣工很难发展。
Because if the council members arrive when the other members arrive and leave when other members leave, it's very hard to prosper the holy work.
因为我们要负的责任比别人大。
Because the responsibility they carry is greater.
我们需要花更多的时间，用更多的精力。
They need to spend more time and more energy.
哦，所以他们这样关门以后，圣工就发展了。
And so when they close their restaurants, the holy work prospered.
所以不是不可以做这些行业。
And so it is not that you cannot engage in these professions.
是需要更大的信心。
But it requires more faith.
那我们也有做这个房地产的 agent.
And we also have members who are real estate agents.
礼拜六他就是在教会里面。
And on Saturdays they come to church.
那人要买房子之后，今天我跟他主耶稣 appointment.
And when someone calls them, they say, "Oh, I have an appointment with Lord Jesus today."
那他生意也没有做得比较不好。
And they're not doing worse in their business.
因为他有这个信心。
Because they have this faith.
所以神就祝福给他。
And so God blesses them.
但如果没有这个信心。
But without this faith.
我们就发现好多人在做一些行业信仰非常软弱。
We see that some people engage in their professions have very weak faith.
有时候祷告也差不多圣灵都没有了。
When they pray, it seems like the Holy Spirit is just barely there.
下一代的信仰也没有办法照顾。
And they're unable to tend to the faith of their children.
所以我们生活发生困难要找职业。
And so in our life's difficulties, when we're looking for a profession,
我们要想这个职业对我的信仰影响有什么影响，这是最大的考虑。
The greatest consideration we need to have is how does this profession impact my faith?
最大的考虑不是收入多少。
The greatest consideration is not how much money can I make,
或者说我升迁的机会多大，
or how much chance is there for me to climb the ladder.
是对我的信仰，对我的家庭的信仰会有什么影响？
It is what kind of impact will it have on my faith and my family's faith?
那第二个考虑，
the second consideration
就是搬到没有教会的地方，
is moving to a location where there is no church.
其实我们现在美国有23间教会跟祈祷所。
In the U.S., we have 23 churches and houses of prayers.
1980年只有四间教会跟祈祷所。
In 1980, we only have 4 churches and 4 houses and houses of prayers.
所以现在一直在增加。
And so the number is increasing.
那这些教会跟祈祷所是怎么开始的？
And how did many of these churches and prayer houses begin?
就是有一些信徒去那里读书。
It is many members go there to study.
或者在那边工作。
Or they go there and work.
那以后他们就成立家庭聚会。
And then they began family services.
他们很努力传福音。
And they diligently preached the gospel.
后来就建设祈祷所。
And then prayer houses are established.
就变成教会。
And then later it became churches.
所以可以不可以搬到没有教会的地方？
And so is it okay to move to a place where there is no church?
圣经也没有讲不可以。
The Bible doesn't say you can't.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a requirement.
如果我们信心很强，
If our faith is very strong,
我们有这个使命感，
We have the sense of mission.
我要在我去的地方来建设教会。
That I want to establish a church to where I am going.
结果我们发现很多人搬到没有教会的地方，信仰反而更活泼。
And we realize that many people who move to a place where there is no church, their faith becomes even more fervent.
为什么？
Why?
因为平常他在一个大的教会里面，他只有来聚会而已。
Because in a big church, maybe what they can do is just to come attend service.
所以我看过一个青年，他在大教会里面呢，他根本就没有在做什么。
And I saw a youth when he goes to his large church, he can't do anything.
好像不冷不热。
It seems like he is lukewarm.
他搬到一个没有教会的地方。
Then he moved to a place where there is no church.
竟然大发热心地变成教会负责人。
He became very fervent. He even became a church council member.
所以这个信仰，这个搬家对他真的有帮助。
And so his move was very beneficial to his faith.
对那个地区的圣工也有帮助。
And was also very beneficial to the region's holy work.
但是
，And however,
有的人搬到没有教会的地方。
Some others move to a place where there is no church.
他没有那个灵性。
They don't have the spirituality.
也没有那个心智。
And they don't have that will.
所以信仰就渐渐冷淡。
And so their faith continues to fade.
开始自己守安息日。
In the beginning, they will keep Sabbath by themselves.
早上十点开始。
They start at 10 in the morning.
听录音带。
They will listen to a CD and.
下午两点开始。
And then in the afternoon, they'll have service at 2.
渐渐十点半。
Gradually, maybe they'll start service at 10:30.
再来十一点。
And then 11 o'clock.
再来早上取消了，反正安息嘛，肉体先安息。
And then ultimately, they may cancel a morning service because you should rest and you should rest physically on the Sabbath.
那再来下午。
And then the afternoon.
越来越短。
The service gets shorter and shorter.
越来越软弱。
And so their spirituality gets weaker and weaker.
所以有的在没有教会的地方啊，几年以后，我发现灵性真的很软弱。
And so some people, when they go to a place where there is no church, their spirituality is very weak.
有的下一代连祷告都不会祷告。
And some of them, their children don't even know how to pray.
全家只有这个人信主。
And their whole family, maybe there is only one person who is a member.
所以这个真的是很危险。
And so this becomes precarious.
所以这个以利米勒搬到摩亚地区。
And so Elimelech, he moved to Moab.
到底对他好不好？
Was this a good decision?
因为他家庭啊，产生两个产生更大的问题。
His family, there's a greater problem that arose in his family.
我们看第三节。
Let's see verse 3.
后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒死了，剩下妇人和他两个儿子。第四节。
Verse 4.
这两个儿子娶了摩亚女子为妻，一个叫做厄巴尔，一个叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。第五节。
Verse 5.
马伦跟基连两个人也死了，剩下拿俄米没有丈夫也没有儿子。他这个搬家产生两个危机。
And this move caused two crises.
第一个，他搬到没有神的选民的地方。
First is that he moved to a place where there is no chosen people of God.
所以他的孩子交的朋友都是摩亚人。
And so his son's friends are all Moabites.
而最后他就娶摩亚女子为妻。
And so that's why they took wives from the Moabite.
所以搬到没有教会的地方，那有时候跟其他的青年没有来往，交的朋友都是外邦朋友，很自然就是跟外邦结婚。
And so if you move to a place where there is no church, naturally, the children will have Gentile friends. They don't have contact with other church youth, and it's very natural for them to marry Gentile.
这个信仰一个很大的危机。
And this becomes a great crisis in their faith.
但是他到摩亚地虽然生活解决了，因为那个不是神应许的地方，没有神的祝福。
So even though he was able to solve his immediate life problems by moving to the land of Moab, but it was not God's will.
所以他家三个男人都死了。
And so in their household, the three men all died.
没有神的恩典啊，肉体问题解决了，你生命都没有了。
They don't have the grace of God, so even though they saw their physical problems, they were not able to solve their spiritual problems.
所以搬家不是小事啊。
And so moving is not a small matter.
不是哪个地方钱多，哪个地方升迁的机会多，搬到那里就是好的。
It is not always that wherever there is a better opportunity to make more money, it is a good choice.
我们一定要明白这样的一个动作对我们的信仰有什么影响。
We have to realize what impact it will have on our faith.
我有没有那个信心？
And ask ourselves, do we have that faith?
神是不是要我这样做？
Is this what God wants me to do?
所以有很多事情啊，看起来是小事，真的是大事。
And so some things may look small, but actually they're a big things.
有几件事情。
And these are a few.
第一个。
The first.
我要读什么？
What should I study?
有很多人觉得我要读什么，我兴趣是什么，我就读什么。
And many people think that I study whatever I'm interested in.
我要在哪里读？
And second is where should I study?
哪一个有名的学校，将来出路好，我就到那里读。
I will go wherever the most famous school accepts me is.
但是我们也看到一些青年，在没有教会的地方读到毕业了，他信仰也完了。
And but we also see some youth, they go to a place where there is no school, and when they graduated, they also lost their faith.
现在的大学非常的乱。
And nowadays colleges are very.
是很多的引诱，很多的试探。
There's a lot of temptations in there.
所以没有教会的地方，没有团契的生活，没有亲近神的生活。有时候书读完了，信仰就没有了。
So sometimes when there is no church, when there is no place to have fellowship, after they finish studying, they also finish their faith.
有可能这个金牌的这个学校的名称让你找到最好的工作，升迁很多机会，赚很多钱，但是灵性死了，还有什么用处
？Maybe going to an Ivy League college gives you the best opportunity to get a good job, but if your faith also goes with it, then what is the cost?
所以我要读什么？我要在哪里读？
So,
看起来很简单的，不简单的。
And so it seems easy. What should I study and where should I study? But it is actually not an easy question.
那接下去是毕业以后我要做什么？我要住在哪里
？And also after you graduate, what will you do and where will you live?
这个我们已经谈过了，看起来很简单，这个不简单的。
We've already talked about this. Looks like a simple question, but it is not.
那接下去再一个问题是我要跟谁结婚？什么时候结婚？
Next question is, who should I marry and when should I marry?
这看起来很简单，这个也是不简单啊。
It seems very simple, but again, it is not simple.
这个对一生的影响非常的大。
It has a great impact to the rest of your life.
再来是，我要有几个孩子，我什么时候要有孩子？
And next is, how many children should I have and when should I have children?
我们以前听老一代人讲，我孩子不要教，都很好。
And we've heard our older generation say, I never had to teach my kids, they turn out fine.
现在没有一个人敢这样讲。
But nowadays, no one dares to make such a statement.
因为以前的社会跟现在社会差太多了，不一样。
Because the society back then is so different from today.
以前的社会没有引诱，没有试探。
The society back then, in there is no temptation.
现在的社会到处都是引诱，到处都是试探。
But in this society, there is temptation everywhere.
所以有的教会的信徒，我就看到好几个教会的信徒，他的小孩子没有送到公立学校，自己在家里面教。
And so I see many of our church members, they don't send their children to public schools, but they homeschool them.
因为外面的影响太可怕。
Because the influences from the outside is too scary for them.
所以我们要几个孩子，每一个孩子就是一个十字架。
And so how many children do we want? Every child we have is a cross to bear.
我们要背几个十字架，你能背几个？
And so how many crosses are you willing, can you bear?
当然靠主凡事都能。
Of course, with God, all things are possible.
但是我们愿意背几个？
But how many are we willing to bear?
这个很重要。
And this is very important.
有的职业就是夫妻要长期分离。
For some professions, the husband and wife have to be separate for a long period of time.
或者为着小孩子，夫妻长期的分离。
Or for the sake of their children, the two don't live together for a long time.
看起来是好。
It looks good.
到最后婚姻发生问题。
But at the end, there might be problems in the marriage.
夫妻搞到离婚了，或者第三者跑进来了。
And the husband and wife may say they want to have a divorce, or a third party may show up.
所以我们要搬家，这个是大学问。
And so it takes great wisdom to know how to move.
很多时候我们看这个决定是小问题，但是这个是大问题。
Sometimes we look at the choice and think it is a very simple problem, but it is actually a very big problem.
因此有时候我们看到一个人为什么今天这生活会变成这样。
And so sometimes we look at someone and wonder, how did they end up to be the way they are today?
然后我们仔细去看看，他就是有一些决定有问题。
If we trace back in their lives, we see that, it is because of some choice that they made.
所以这个第一个决定是伊比米勒的决定，伊利米勒决定。
And so the first person who made a choice here is Elimelech.
到最后生活是解决了，但是缺乏神的恩典，三个寡妇。
And at the end, they were able to solve their immediate life's problems, but at the end, there were three deaths in the family.
所以有人就在讲这个拿俄米。
And then people talked about Naomi.
说拿俄米她是一个娇妻，不是贤妻。
That Naomi is a loving wife, but not a good wife.
这有什么不同？
So what is the difference?
娇妻就是要讨先生喜欢嘛，反正你要搬到哪里，我赞成你。
A loving wife means that she wants to please her husband, so wherever her husband wants to move, she says okay.
什么是贤妻？
What is a good wife?
贤妻就是要帮助自己的丈夫做正确的决定。
A good wife is to help your husband make the right decision.
她是有信心的，她是有智慧的。
And a good wife will have faith and is virtuous.
所以结婚一个重要目的就是要得到帮助。
And so one important part of marriage is to receive help.
那这个帮助不只是肉体上的，我垃圾抬不动，我先生帮我排，这不是那这样而已。
And the help is not just physical, so it's not that since you can't lift the trash, your husband can help you.
我不会煮饭，我太太帮我煮。
Or I don't know how to cook, so my wife can cook for me.
更重要的帮助是属灵上的。
The more important help is a spiritual one.
同走天国路。
To walk together on this journey towards heaven.
来支持我们的配偶做正确的决定。
And to support our spouse in making the right decisions.
那做正确的决定以后，帮助他，帮他祷告，让他走在这个神的道路上。
And after making the right choice to help pray for them so they can continue to walk on this way.
所以拿俄米有人这样讲，她是娇妻，不是贤妻。
And that's why some people say Naomi is a loving wife, but not a good wife.
那这个文章又说拿俄米她是慈母，不是良母。
And then the article continues to say Naomi is a loving mother, but not a good mother.
什么是慈母？
What is a loving mother?
不忍心自己的孩子受苦，所以赶快搬到摩押地，他就不需要受苦。这个是爱呀，所以慈母。
What is a loving mother is that you can't bear your children to suffer, so let's move to Moab so they don't have to go hungry.
那什么是良母？
What is a good mother?
为什么她不是良母？
And why is she not a good mother?
因为她搬到那个地方，离开了神应许的地方，没有神的恩典。
Move to a place that is up.Far from God's blessings, where God is not.
所以我们今天在教会常常看到很多的慈母。
So in the church, we see many loving mothers.
要自己的孩子学十八般武艺，什么都要学。
They want their children to be good at everything, learn everything.
所以你看，礼拜六聚完会，有的来一个早上，下午去做什么？学中文。
And so you see that many families they come for morning service, but afternoon service have to hurry off because their children have to learn Chinese.
那有时候礼拜六没有来，因为有什么课外活动。
And sometimes, or they may not come on Saturdays because they have extracurricular activities.
那这个课外活动对将来申请大学很有帮助。
And this extracurricular activity is very helpful when they're applying for college.
所以教会重要的聚会常常没有看到孩子。
And so oftentimes in important services in the church, the children are missing.
这是良母。
And so these are loving mothers.
慈母，这是慈母，很爱孩子。
They love their children very much.
但是问题是，这样对他的灵性有没有好处？
But the question is this good for their faith?
曾经有一个妈妈，她有两个孩子。
There was once a mother who had two children.
她常常带第二个孩子到教会来参加宗教教育。
She often brings her second child to attend religious education.
就问她说，那大的在哪里？
And so people would ask her, where is your older child?
她说大的要补习啊，要升大学。
She would say the older one needs to get tutoring because they're about to go to college.
后来这两个孩子长大了。
Afterwards, these two children grew up.
让他得到最大的安慰的、最放心的是第二个孩子。
The children that was the most comforting, the one that she feels that she can be fine with is the second child.
那常常来亲近神。
Because this child continues to draw close to God.
那个大孩子最爱的，他常常带他去补习的问题最多。
The older child whom she loves a lot, he has a lot of problems.
因为他没有好的信仰。
Because he doesn't have good faith.
对神没有体验。
He has no experience towards God.
所以生活很多问题。
And so there are many problems in his life.
所以这是第一个决定。
And so that's the first choice.
以利米勒的决定。
The choice of Elimelech.
我们再看来第二个决定。
Let's look at the second decision.
路德记的第一章。
Ruth chapter 1,
第六节
verse 6,
他就与两个儿妇起身从摩押地去归回，因为他在摩押地听见神眷顾自己的百姓，是粮食给他们。现在是拿俄米的决定。
So now it is Naomi's turn to make a choice.
拿俄米决定要搬回伯利恒。
Naomi chose to move back to Bethlehem.
为什么要搬回伯利恒？
Why did she choose to go back to Bethlehem?
因为她听见神眷顾在伯利恒眷顾自己的百姓。
Because she heard in the country that the Lord had visited his people in Bethlehem.
所以在伯利恒还是有一些人很有信心坚持原则。
And so in Bethlehem, there's still some people with faith who were convicted.
到最后，他们还是体会到神继续在施恩看顾他们。
And at the end, they still experienced that God had grace on them and had still concern for them.
那这个拿俄米想到自己在摩亚地这么可怜。
And so Naomi thought to herself that she is so pitiable in the land of Moab.
全家三个寡妇。
That in her household there are three widows.
那也就想到伯利恒，大家都蒙神的恩典。
And she thought that in Bethlehem everyone was blessed by God.
所以她就想要归回。
And so she wanted to return.
这是一个非常重大的、重要的决定。
And this is a very an extremely important choice.
归回到神应许的地方。
To return to a land that is promised by God.
所以有时候我们人哦，生活很舒服，我们都不想要改变。
And many times we live so comfortably that we don't want to change.
即使灵性很贫乏，非常的危险，我们也不想改变，因为活得好好，为什么要改变？
Even if our faith is very precarious or ordinary, we feel like we don't have to change because our lives are fine.
但是当一个人在受苦的时候，人就想要改变。
But when a person is in the midst of suffering, he's thinking about how to change.
所以有时候神让人受苦是要刺激一个人，你的生活需要改变。
And so God allows us to suffer sometimes is to remind us that we need to change.
所以拿俄米就回到伯利恒。
And so Naomi returned to Bethlehem.
那这个拿俄米回到伯利恒这个决定对他有什么影响？
And so what impact did her decision to go back to Bethlehem have on her?
我们仔细看第一章。
Let's continue to read chapter 1.
十九节。
Verse 19.
于是两个人同行来到伯利恒，他们到伯利恒合成的妇人就惊讶，妇人说，这是拿俄米吗？二十节。
20.
拿俄米对他说，不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我玛拿，因为全能者使我受大苦。二十一节。
Verse 21.
我满满的出去，神使我空空的回来，神降祸于我，全能者使我受苦，这样你们为什么叫我拿俄米呢？拿俄米回来的时候，大家就叫他拿俄米啊。
When Naomi returned, everyone called her Naomi.
拿俄米说，不要叫我拿俄米啊，我不是甜的，叫我玛拿，我是苦的。
Naomi told them, don't call me Naomi, for my life is no longer sweet. Call me Mara, it is bitter.
为什么我是苦的?
Why am I bitter?
因为全能者离开了我了。
Because the Almighty has departed from me.
神使我受大苦啊。
God has given me great affliction.
我满满出去，我空空回来。
I went out full, but I came back empty.
所以他归回的那个时刻是苦的。
So the moment that she returned, she was in bitterness.
是空手的。
She came back empty-handed.
但是她懂得归回。
But she knew to return.
这个还不太慢。
And so she is not too late for her.
那如果路德记我们读到最后。
If we read to the end of Ruth.
我们就发现拿俄米的后半生是好的。
We realize that the second half of Naomi's life is very good.
前面一段是甜的。
The very first part is sweet.
中间一段是苦的。
The middle is bitter.
因为中间一段她离开了神。
Because that middle part, she departed from God.
然后她又回来找神。
And then she returned to seek after God.
所以后面一段又是甜的。
And so the latter part of her life is sweet again.
就从她的后代就产生了大卫。
And from her came David.
大卫王朝非常强盛。
And the kingdom of David is very prosperous.
从大卫的后裔就产生救主耶稣。
And from the descendant of David is our Lord Jesus.
后来就从路德就找到了波阿斯。
And from Ruth, they found Boaz.
所以生活问题也解决了。
And so they were able to solve their life's problem.
这是第二个人的决定。
And so this is the decision of the second person.
回来寻找神。
To return to find God.
结果又再回到甜美的境界。
And they were able to come back to sweetness.
这告诉我们了。
And so this tells us.
回头非常的重要。
It's very important to return.
那个浪子要离开父亲。
When the prodigal son left his father.
为什么？
Why?
因为他要自由。
Because he wanted freedom.
所以他就搬家到很远的地方去。
So he moved to a far country.
他父亲也看不到。
Where his father can't see him.
圣经说他任意浪费资财。
The Bible said that he did whatever he pleased and squandered his possessions.
他怎么生活就怎么生活，没有人看。
He did whatever he want, nobody's watching over him.
但是这个浪子就穷困起来了。
But then this prodigal son became poor.
要吃猪吃的东西。
He wanted to eat what the pigs eat.
要去看猪。
He needed to watch the pigs.
甚至他觉得生命都有危险了。
He even thought that he has a problem with sustaining his life.
他就想起他以前住在父亲的家，虽然不太自由，但是生活很丰富。
Then he remembered that when he was in his father's house, even though he wasn't very free, but he had everything in life.
所以他就想要回头。
And so he decided to return.
所以我们常常在生活当中需要比较，要思想。
And so in life, we often have to weigh and to decide.
我们常常发现这些很敬虔在敬拜神的人，生活都充满神的恩典。
We see that those who fervently worship and serve God, their lives are full.
那远离神的人常常很多问题。
But those who go far away from God, oftentimes they have a lot of problems in their lives. Why?
他没有神的恩典。
Because they don't have God's blessings.
你如果拼老命做你做的这个事，没有神的恩典，问题很多。
If you just try your hardest to live your life, but without God's blessings, it may be in vain.
但是如果我们有神的恩典，
but if we have the blessings of God,
我们做应该做的，其他就交给神，神就带领得很好。
We do our part and we leave the rest to God. God will guide us.
这就是不同。
And that's the difference.
所以路德的第二个决啊，拿俄米的第二次决定，这是好的，是对的。
And so the second choice that Naomi made was good and right.
在痛苦当中归回神应许的地方。
In her suffering, she returned to a place that is promised by God.
好，我们再看第三个人的决定。
Now let's look at the third person who had to make a choice.
我们看第九节。
Verse 9.
愿神使你们个人在心腹的家中得平安。于是拿俄米与他们亲嘴，他们就放声而哭，说不然我们必与你们一同回本国去。我们看为什么拿俄米跟他的媳妇会关系非常好。
So we see why Naomi has such good relationship with her daughter-in-law.
她年纪已经大了。
She's already old.
两个孩子也死了。
And her two children have two sons have died.
她很需要有人作伴来帮助她。
Actually, she really needed people to be with her.
但是我们仔细看，在她心里面想什么？
But we can see what she is thinking about in her heart.
她心里面所想的是这两个媳妇的前途。
She is thinking about the futures of her two daughter-in-laws.
她们还年轻。
They're still young.
如果跟着拿俄米，可能要一生做寡妇。
If they were to stay with Naomi, they may be widows for the rest of their lives.
所以为着她们的前途，说你们回去吧。
And so for the sake of their future, she tells them to go back.
个人在新妇的家中得平安。
To return to their mother's house.
所以这个婆媳之间，如果每个人都以对方的好处来考虑。
And so in the relationship between a mother and daughter-in-law, if everyone is thinking on behalf of the other,
这就是爱。
Then that is love.
这个关系一定是好。
Then for sure that relationship would be wonderful.
那这个拿俄米这样讲以后，
and after Naomi said this,
我们仔细看这两个媳妇在做决定。
Let us see the choice these two daughters-in-law made.
我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
她第一次叫他们回去。
The first time she asked them to go back to their house.
这两个媳妇就舍不得了，放声说我们要跟你回本国去。
The two said, no, surely we will go back to your with you.
十一节。
Verse
11. 拿俄米说：“我女儿啊，为回去吧，为什么跟我呢？我还能生子做你们的丈夫吗
？”Naomi said, "Turn back, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there still sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?"
所以为着你们的前途，回去吧。
So for your own futures, please go back.
她这样第二次一讲。
So after she said this for the second time,
我们发现这两个儿妇的决定就不一样了。
We see that these two daughters-in-law made different choices.
十四节。
Verse 14.
两个儿妇又放声而哭，厄巴尔与婆婆亲嘴而别，只是路德舍不得拿俄米。厄巴尔就离开她的婆婆了。
And so Orpah left her mother-in-law.
为什么离开她婆婆？
Why did she leave?
因为她想到自己的前途。
Because she thought about her own future.
我如果离开我的婆婆，我再找到自己的丈夫，我有生我的孩子，我有很美满未来幸福的家庭。
If I were to leave my mother-in-law and I can find another husband and have children, then I can have a very wonderful family.
虽然我很爱我的婆婆，
even though I love my mother-in-law dearly,
但是为着我的前途，我不得不要离开她。
But for the sake of my future, I couldn't but leave her.
所以她放声而哭，而且与婆婆亲嘴而别。
And so she wept and kissed her mother-in-law to say goodbye.
这个是人的常情啊。
This is very common.
但是我们现在就是要看这个决定对信仰产生什么影响。
But we have to see what the impact of her decision is on her faith.
她本来是外族人。
She was a Gentile.
她跟神是没有关系的。
She had no part with God.
现在借着婚姻，所以她跟神的选民结婚。
Now through marriage, she married someone chosen by God.
但是现在为着前途，她离开了拿俄米。
But now, for the sake of her future, she left Naomi.
所以厄巴尔的名字就从圣经永远消失。
And so the name Orpah disappeared once and for all from the Bible.
永远与神没有份。
She forever had no part with God.
为着今生的好处，她永远与神没有份。
For the sake of her present life, she has no more part with God.
所以这个就让我们在想，我们做决定那个最重要的考虑是什么？
So it makes us think, what is the most important consideration when we make our choices?
是今生的前途，还是我们的信仰？
Is it our present day and our future, or is it our faith?
这个就是厄巴尔的决定。
And this is the choice Orpah had to make.
这个代价很大。
And the price is great.
可能几十年他过得很幸福。
Maybe for the next few decades, she had a very wonderful life.
但是从永恒的观点来说，他是很可怜的。
But from the perspective of eternity, she is pitiable.
因为他没有永生。
Because she has no eternal life.
但是这是事实。
But this is the reality.
这是很多人的决定。
And many people make such decisions.
为着现实的好处，把信仰摆在最不重要。
For the benefit of our present life, they put the faith in the back burner.
我们再看第四个决定。
Let's now look at the fourth decision.
路德记第一章。
Ruth chapter 1.
十五节。
Verse
15. 拿俄米说，看哪，你嫂子已经回本国，跟她所拜的神去，你也跟着你嫂嫂回去吧。你看拿俄米再一次劝她回去吧。
So here Naomi once again encourages Ruth to return.
十六节。
Verse 16.
路德说，不要催我，不跟随你，你往哪里去，我也往哪里去，你在哪里住，我也在哪里住，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。这里啊，路德告诉拿俄米。
And here Ruth tells Naomi.
这么多原因，所以我要跟你。
For all these reasons, I want to follow you.
路德没有为自己的前途着想。
Ruth did not think about her own future.
你仔细看，她就是没有为自己前途着想。
If you read carefully, you see there is no consideration for her own future.
但是问题是，一个人没有为自己的前途着想，是不是就等于没有前途？这个很重要的问题。
But then the question is, if a person doesn't think about their own future, does this mean that they do not have a future?
厄巴尔为自己的前途着想，是不是就有前途？
When Orpah thought about her own future, does this mean that she's guaranteed to have a good future?
这个值得我们思想。
This is something worthy of our consideration.
那在路德讲的话里面，有两句很重要。
In Ruth's words, there are two very important things.
你的国就是我的国。
And first is, your people shall be my people.
你的神就是我的神。
And your God, my God.
所以她不离开拿俄米。
And that's why she did not want to leave Naomi.
她没有想到自己的前途。
She's not thinking about her own future.
但是她这个决定是神喜悦的。
But her decision, her choice is something that is pleasing to God.
所以他们两个就回到伯利恒。
And so the two of them went back to Bethlehem.
两个寡妇回到伯利恒。
Two widows going back to Bethlehem.
这个决定是神喜欢的。
And this decision is one that is pleasing to God.
所以从第二章开始。
And so from chapter 2.
我们看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
路德就来到田里，在收割的人身后拾取麦穗，他恰巧照以利米的本族波阿斯的田那一块。第四节。
Verse 4.
波阿斯正从伯利恒海。在这两节圣经节里面有两句话。
In these two verses, it says,
这个路德照着她的婆婆拿俄米的吩咐，就去捡麦穗要维持生活。
Ruth followed the advice of Naomi to go collect after the reapers to sustain their lives.
结果圣经说，她恰巧来到波阿斯那一块田。
And the Bible says she happened to come to the part of the land that belonged to Boaz.
那波阿斯正从刚好也来到那一块田。
And Boaz just happened to come to that land as well.
用我们人来讲，这是巧合。
And seems like a coincidence.
这么多块田，他刚刚好走到那一块田。
Of all the plots of land, she happened to come to this one.
那波阿斯刚好到那个地方。
And Boaz just happened to be there too.
这是路德命运改变的开始。
This is the beginning of the change in Ruth's life.
为什么？
Why?
不是巧合啦。
It is not a coincidence.
这是神的安排。
This is the arrangement of God.
因为他做了决定，神喜欢。
Because she made a decision that is pleasing to God.
所以神就带领他，祝福他。
And so God guided her and blessed her.
就遇到波阿斯。
And so she met Boaz.
所以波阿斯对他讲了很多的好话。
And so Boaz spoke many kind words to her.
给他很多的帮忙。
Gave her was a great help to her.
所以如果我们的决定神喜欢。
And so if we make decisions that God is pleased with.
神要祝福我们是没有一个人挡得住的。
We cannot refrain to have God bless us.
你发现机会一直来，你没有计划，机会一直来，为什么？因为神要祝福你。
You realize that opportunities kept coming even though you don't plan for them because God is blessing you.
所以这个是关键了。
So that is the key.
我们所做的决定最重要不是世界上有没有前途。
In our choice, the most important decision is not whether we have a future in this world.
我们所做的最重要决定是这样是不是神喜欢。
The most important decision is whether God is pleased with it or not.
在这样决定对我的信仰有没有好处。
In my choice, is this beneficial to my faith?
如果这个两个考虑好了。
if we have thought about these two,
神喜欢啊，
well,
神会用很多不同的方法祝福我们。
And if God is pleased, then He will use all sorts of ways to bless us.
所以后来波阿斯跟路德结婚。
And so finally, Boaz married Ruth.
他的结果是好的。
And her ending was very good.
产生了大卫王朝。
And then they produced the kingdom of David.
得到神很大的祝福。
They were greatly blessed by God.
所以路德记第一章有四个人在做决定。
So in Ruth chapter 1, there are four people making different choices.
每个人决定的原因都不一样。
Everyone had their reasons to make their choices.
但是每一个人决定都有他的后果。
But everyone has a consequence to their choice.
有的是好的，有的是不好的。
Some were good and others were bad.
所以我们在信仰生活当中，我们需要从圣经仔细去思考。
And so in our life of faith, we have to think from the perspective of the Bible.
在每一件事情上做决定要明白神的旨意。
That in every decision we make, we have to understand God's will.
我们就在每一件事情上会体会到神的带领跟福气。
Then in everything we do, we will experience God's guidance and blessings.
一起默祷。
Let's bow our heads and pray in silence.